to the third case this morning, Jang v. Holder.
Your Honors, may it please the Court, my name is Patrick Barnhart. I'm of counsel to the law office of Fu Hao Yan. She's the attorneys for the petitioner of, in this matter, Lin Jing Zhang. Ms. Zhang is an immigrant from Fujian, China. She made an application for asylum in 2002. It was denied after a hearing by the immigration judge and then summarily denied by the Board of Immigration Appeals in 2004. Her original application for asylum was based on a political oppression because she suffered a forced abortion and subsequently left China. In 2009, January of 2009, she brought an application, a motion to reopen. That motion to reopen was denied by the board, and we're now appealing that denial. The reason she cited in the denial was, excuse me, the reason that was cited in her second application was that she was a member of the Catholic Church in China and would suffer oppression because suffer persecution if she were returned to China. The Board of Immigration Appeals effectively denied this petition because suggesting that she did not establish that there were changed country conditions. I would first of all like to note that there's that she submitted a record that she's been a member of this church she was a member of this church before she left China. Indeed, she was baptized into this church as a child. What I would like to point out in terms of the notion that there were changed conditions before this court is a letter that is at page 63 of the administrative record. This is a letter from a friend and a fellow believer, and it notes that there was recently a gathering at a church, and that after that church gathering, that friend had been hiding at a relative's house because authorities had arrived to disrupt the gathering. I would submit that under this court's holding in Roberts v. Holder, that this is the change conditions. These are particular conditions, local conditions that occurred.
Well, hasn't the Catholic Church been disfavored in China for many years?
The Catholic Church has certainly been disfavored in China in China for many years. But there was no evidence that the particular danger that she might face when she returned to her own Catholic Church. I would submit that if she had suffered that sort of persecution, that even the attorney who prepared her initial application for asylum and decided not to include the information that she was a member of the Catholic Church would have included that application. In other words, the change in the conditions is that now her home church is being oppressed, and there's at least the letter is suggesting that there is persecution of her home church, and her friend is in hiding, and that this constitutes change country conditions.
You know, Mr. Barnhart, it seems odd to me that a lawyer, you know, sort of any lawyer, even the worst amongst us, would advise a client not to raise all of her claims in initial proceeding. And I was wondering why no one sought an affidavit from the original lawyer to clarify, you know, what was the strategy here?
I understand that there's the notion of, you know, you're asking about the affidavit, and I recognize that that's one of the factors for the matter of Lozada. The strategy here is that her I cannot speak specifically to the strategy because I've only been retained to argue this case. But in terms of the notion was that it was believed that the change conditions were significant enough. We do contend, and we did not in the initial application. We did not make an application. We admit that we did not meet the Lozada factors. We did not assert separately that there is ineffective counsel. Now, in terms of preserving issues for appeal, in our brief, we do state that we would contend that there was not ineffective counsel. But really, what we're contending is that there. But we also recognize that in the Seventh Circuit, even if we were to get ineffective counsel, we're not going to get an equitable toll for that. And so we're in a fairly tough position, we recognize. But we really believe that the crux of this case, of what is, you know, where is that the, if it had been raised, and I would suggest that it, I would suggest that it's the failure to raise it is, you know, is on its face incompetence.
Is what?
Is incompetence on the
yes.
part of the on the part
yes.
of the attorney?
Okay.
So the fact that it was not raised in the initial application, and now this this petitioner is faced with returning to China, and not only does she have the issue of being previously persecuted, and she also now has two children, which I recognize is not significant enough to overturn an asylum denial. But the combination of all of these factors is going to make it very difficult for her to, if she were to be returned to China. I would also submit that the administrative record below, the hearing before the IJ below came at a time which was very difficult for immigrants from Fujian. There's a separate Seventh Circuit case, Dong v. Gonzalez from 2005, which has facts that are very similar to to what was presented below. In that case, as here, a young woman who was 20 in China went. In our case, she went and asked for a marriage license, and instead of receiving a marriage license, she was forced to have an abortion. Dong had a very similar circumstance, and in each case, the IJ made some assumptions, speculative assumptions that were that led to the denial of the asylum. I'd like to reserve the remainder of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you, counsel.
Ms. Burge, before you even start, I'd like to ask you something.
Yes, Your Honor.
If indeed Ms. Young is a practicing Catholic, and it certainly seems that she is, and It certainly also seems that she's determined to remain a practicing Catholic if she's returned to China. Then it seems to me that she faces a very high probability of persecution if she is returned to China. What are the options for her here?
What are the options for her
yes.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not sure if I see...
Please speak up so we can hear you.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm not sure if I see any particular options for her at this point, because the board has made its decision and the standard is abuse of discretion. And so I'm not sure what other options she may have. Is it okay to continue?
Yes.
Here, the board didn't abuse its discretion in denying Zhang's motion to reopen because she failed to demonstrate changed circumstances in China, and she also failed to demonstrate compliance with the Lozada requirements in making her ineffective assistance of counsel claim.
So it's your view that she did not, with the letter from her friend who is now in hiding, that's not a change in conditions for her?
No, Your Honor. In fact, it tends to demonstrate the opposite of changed circumstances. In that particular affidavit, she does say that the situation in China is still the same as the time you left China, and that doesn't indicate a change in circumstances. And as an exception to this 90-day filing requirement, she was required to show changed circumstances in China between the time of her 2002 hearing and the time of her motion to reopen. And her presented evidence, the letter from her friend Yoon, and her affidavit did not show changed circumstances in China, which, you know, you would tend to want it to be showing changes for the worse.
Well, is it not a change for the worse if her a friend and sister practicing Catholic is now in hiding when she was previously not in hiding? Is that not a changed circumstance? Does that not point to a changed circumstance?
Well, if we're taking the changed circumstances in China, then that doesn't necessarily present that. Because if you compare the 2000 country report with the Zhang's presented evidence, you see that in the past there was a confiscation of church property, in fact, confiscation of entire churches sometimes. Unfortunately, beatings of Christians or underground Catholics, leaders of churches being detained, all of these things were occurring during 2000 as represented by the changed country report.
And this
report.
Is what our government does with a woman with two children. We send her back to those conditions.
Well, in order to remain in the United States, one has to comply with the requirements that we have right now. And whether you have two children has not been determined to be a reason for being granted asylum.
Well, but the almost absolute certainty that she will be persecuted along with her two children.
I don't believe that's an absolute certainty, that she would be persecuted along with her two children. First of all,
pretty good possibility, isn't it?
Because of the two children?
No, the whole scenario. I mean, you yourself said, you know, they've been confiscating church property, they've been burning down churches, they've been forcing people into hiding.
But there's no direct evidence of what would actually occur with her.
Well, of course not. Not until we learn that she's been tortured and her children have been tortured will we ever know. And we will never know. She'll just disappear into that great mass of sad humanity.
I think that we have a situation here where there are obviously things that we might be concerned about. However, there is one standard, and the abuse of discretion standard, and she hasn't met the requirements for even showing that her counsel had been ineffective in the first place in not bringing up this claim to begin with. We don't have anything from him stating why he may have chosen to take this route. In her original underlying claim, she was found incredible below, and that can't be relitigated now. And so it's unfortunate that we don't have the response from the attorney below or who was her attorney in front of the original proceedings, because then we might have a little bit of light shed on why this particular...
Well, since particularly since, as your brief would indicate, that the circumstances in 2002 are virtually identical to the circumstances even today.
Well, with the evidence available on the record, it does appear that it hasn't gotten any worse. It appears to be the same.
Very much the same.
Yes, Your Honor.
Much the same. Horrendous.
Yes, it does appear to be bad, but unfortunately she has to prove that the country conditions have changed for the worse between the 2002 hearing and now, as of her filing of her motion to reopen in 2009. So we can't really litigate what her persecution claim may have been below. The immigration judge has not had an opportunity to listen to any testimony as far as that's concerned.
Well, of course not, because there's been a denial of the motion to reopen.
Right, but in order to get that denial, in order to get the motion to reopen, she would have had to show changed circumstances in China, because that's what is required. And if it were a matter of blaming her past attorney, then she would also have to show that she met the Lozada requirements in making an ineffective assistance of counsel claim.
Well, short of going back to China and having all these terrible things happen, how can she prove changed conditions? I mean, the letter from her friend in hiding doesn't do it. How could she do this?
Possibly if the current country report showed that there had been a surge in oppression of Catholics or what have you. We don't even have that particular report in the record, so it's hard to say what exactly the conditions are completely.
But that's because she had ineffective...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you finish your thought.
I'm not sure if I remember my thought now.
I don't think
sorry,
I do either. No. Doesn't that in itself prove the ineffectiveness of counsel, that there is no report in the record? Well, I mean, what kind of counsel did she have here?
Well, first of all, there is a 2000 country report, and the hearing below had taken place in 2002, so that was a fairly current country report at the time. And as far as whether a country report would be submitted now, that would be really determined by the attorneys that she has presently, because they filed the motion to reopen. And that's where a current country report could have come into play, but did not.
Who writes the country report?
The United States Department of State.
Comes out of Department of State?
Yes, Your Honor.
What agency of the department does that?
I'm not sure that I know the answer to that question, Your Honor.
You're not contending that she does not continue to be a practicing Catholic, are you?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Counsel.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Barnard, how much time? You have 2 minutes, Mr. Barnard.
Your Honor. In terms of the letter, There's a paragraph that states in the letter specifically stating that her home church, a fellow parishioner in her home church, is in hiding. And then there's
what?
A second. There's a paragraph. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Her home church did what?
Is in hiding.
Is in hiding.
Okay. Is in hiding. A fellow parishioner is in hiding. The fellow parishioner goes on to write in the second paragraph that China is still a dangerous place. But I would submit that it's the first paragraph where it's saying what's actually going on at the local church is what is really at issue. And that in that sense, this is similar to this circuit's decision in Roberts v. Holder, where it was the particular circumstance, the particular local circumstances affecting the individual that constituted the change. The second point I would note is that in terms of the country report, we would contest, if this were reopened, we would contest that the IJ's finding of incredulity below was wrong, because he failed to cite to the existing 2000 country report specific instances where an individual from Fujian province was in danger. And in fact, when a case very similar to this was heard in a timely fashion, the Dong case, that it was remanded because of again, it was a very similar instance of a forced abortion, but without this additional factor of the fact that she has this religion issue, or that she's a member of the Catholic Church. So, in summary, I would just state that I believe that a motion to reopen is appropriate. Because additional facts could be presented that would demonstrate that she is in danger of suffering persecution if she's returned to China. Thank you, Your Honors. It's been an honor.
Barnhart, thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.